What's up, everybody? Welcome you to the Robinson Report. I am your host, Chris Robinson. This is episode one. It should be great. It should be amazing. It should be a lot of laughs. At least I'm going to try. When I do this, I'm usually smoking a blunt. So if you hear an occasional cough, please, it's just me coughing to get off. But anyway, from New York, filming and doing this out of Rhode Island. And on the first, I don't want to really talk too much about myself and everything, but the first thing I'm going to get into is the Grammy Awards, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And that's pretty cool. This is the first time in 60 or 50 years, however long the Grammy Awards have been going on, that hip hop has actually dominated the majority of the nominees in the top categories as far as top record, top album, and top song of the year, which is pretty amazing. Hip hop has been like taken over by storm, and I love hip hop. I manage hip hop artists, and I love everything about hip hop, but I definitely think that even though this has got to be like the most craziest thing, because most of these artists are great, they're amazing, but there are a lot of new school people. I've seen Childish Gambino has 5 Grammy nominations. I'm not a person that watches the Grammys probably ever. I'm not sure who Childish Gambino is, but I see that he won a lot. He did a great series on black entrepreneurship, showing the struggles of it. And I definitely respect that. It's something that I'm going to look into. Don't make fun of me if you didn't. If you think I'm late, I don't pay attention to a lot of TV and entertainment lately. Well, not entertainment, but don't pay attention to much of the hip-hop scene as I probably should, because a lot of these artists are terrible. So anybody that's doing Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, 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 I don't really want to hear. Me and my grandma do meds, man. Me and my uncle do cocaine. Like, I can't. I don't want to hear it. I can't stand it. I actually like the movement of Joyner Lucas, though. I believe that I didn't get to see it when I looked it up, but I'm guessing that Cardi B definitely should have some nominations in there, which is good and bad. I'm a New Yorker. I grew up in New York. I know all about Cardi B and all the strippers, Magic Lore, all that. No disrespect to Cardi, but she knows where she started. Proud of her, what she's doing. But, she got all these girls thinking that, like, Bird is the thing. Like, go get your bag, sis. Do what you gotta do. I'm not mad at you. I love it. I love everything as far as going out, taking care of your family, hustling, and putting your talent to work, that whatever talent you have. But I guess I'm not ready for a Puerto Rican or Dominican Bronx female rapper. And so I'm going to get a whole lot of crap for this, which is totally fine. It's fine, whatever. But it's not my thing. I don't see it. I grew up in Harlem. I'm from Harlem. So it's like knowing Spanish girls in the Bronx, you know, they're extra hood. They're extra hood. You thought I was going to say a thot or a hoe. No. Super hood. Gangster, crazy hood. Like, and it's not like Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn's like grimy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, ugh. But anyway, you know, I still respect her. Salute to Cardi B. You know, keep doing your thing. And I do hope that you at least have a nomination. I'm sure she has one with Bruno Mars, at least. I believe that she should anyway, which is dope. And while we're on that, Cardi B. I think I said Nicki Minaj by mistake. They both black, white, whatever. Nicki, you're losing. I don't want to say that you're losing. But Cardi is killing you. She is killing you right now in this rap game. I love how you two throw shots at each other. I love it. And then go and do a song together without being in a video together, which was pretty cool. Right now, as far as numbers go, Cardi B and Bruno Mars is definitely winning in numbers against Quavo and Nicki. I believe they'll probably win in against Cardi, and Cardi Offset's probably winning too against Quavo and Nicki, so I wouldn't doubt it. She's getting a lot of attention right now, and Nicki doesn't really, I don't think Nicki like it. She lashed out on Wendy Williams, so, you know, a little salty there, so I think I'm going to give her the salt shaker of the day. A little salty, and I don't know. I was a Nicki fan at one point, but I'm not anymore. But I got to wrap it up. Till next time, guys. Definitely check back in for the next episode. I'm out.